This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, Ukraine and Russia are pointing fingers at each other as a big dam and power station is blown up in Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's accused Russian forces of blowing up a major dam and hydroelectric power station in a part of southern Ukraine that Russia controls, sending water gushing from the breached facility and threatening possible massive flooding and what officials call an ecological disaster. Ukrainian authorities have ordered hundreds of thousands of residents downriver to evacuate. Russian officials counter that the Kakhovka Dam was damaged by Ukrainian military strikes in the contested area. Ukrainian authorities have previously warned that the failure of the dam could unleash billions of gallons of water and flood Kherson. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Investigators say it will take a few days to figure out why that small business plane veered off course on Sunday and flew over Washington, D.C. before it crashed in Virginia, killing all four people on board. The pilot appeared unresponsive, say officials. NTSB investigator Adam Gerhardt.
Everything is on the table until we slowly and methodically remove different components and elements that will be relevant for this safety investigation. The airplane, the engines, the weather conditions, pilot qualifications, the maintenance records, all aspects will be, of course, items that we routinely look at.
He was heard there on WDBJ7 TV in Virginia. California officials are looking into whether Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was involved in flying asylum seekers from the Texas border to Sacramento. Neither DeSantis nor other Florida officials are talking about this. Today, Missouri will execute a man who killed two jail guards nearly 23 years ago. Michael Tisius is 42. The price of gas is down to $3.54 this morning. This is AP News. Now to a notorious spy case, the AP's Ed Donahue.
Convicted Russian spy and former FBI agent Robert Hansen has died in a Colorado prison. Hansen's connection with Russia was revealed in 2001.
He was arrested while in the process of using a Fairfax County dead drop to clandestinely provide classified documents to his Russian handlers.
That's then FBI Director Louis Freeh. Hansen took more than $1 million in cash and diamonds to trade secrets with Russia and the former Soviet Union. He'd been serving a life term. In 2002, Hansen's attorney, Plato Kacheris, said there were a lot of complex reasons he did what he did.
What has been said is there were monetary reasons, there were ego reasons. There's a whole panoply of reasons. None of them are valid.
A source tells the AP Hansen is believed to have died of natural causes. He was 79. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.